I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Leukemia is the most common cancer in children and teens, and most childhood leukemias are acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or ALL. To talk about new advances underway in the treatment of this type of childhood leukemia is Dr. Jennifer Joy Jurasik. She's an associate professor of pediatrics and a pediatric hematologist-oncologist at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Jurasik, tell us about this type of childhood leukemia.
So you're right. Pediatric ALL is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in children. And just to give you an idea of how often it occurs, there are somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 kids diagnosed with pediatric ALL each year in the United States.
What is the current treatment like for ALL?
Currently, it takes about 2.5 years of treatment. The first 6 months are really intensive with multiple different chemotherapy medicines. And then the last 2 years of treatment are mainly oral medications, and they come and see us in clinic about once a month.
And I understand that there's a whole national cooperative group of pediatric oncologists that work together across the United States to make improvements.
That's correct. Even though we see childhood cancer a lot, any individual hospital may only see a couple different kinds of cases each year. So when we work together as a group, we're able to ask a scientifically valid question, answer what is the best treatment, compare it with something that might be better, and then whichever treatment is best is what gets moved forward into the next trial.
What sorts of new developments are underway right now for improvements with pediatric ALL?
Well, it's a super exciting time in treating pediatric ALL because our next round of clinical trials through the Children's Oncology Group are going to incorporate immunotherapy as part of the treatment earlier in a child's treatment course. What that means is immunotherapy uses the patient's own immune system to target the leukemia cells, and we don't have to expose them to as much chemotherapy. So it's really exciting.
What is known already about this new treatment that's going to be involved in the research?
There are two different types of immunotherapy. The first one has already been tested in a small group of patients, and we know that it's very effective. It's basically a small molecule that brings cytotoxic T cells and leukemia cells into close contact so that the killer T cells can do their job. That's important because T cells float through your bloodstream and leukemia cells float through your bloodstream, and they may not come in contact. They really have to be close together for the immune system to be able to clear the leukemia cells.
And the T cells that you're speaking of are a very important part of the human immune system.
Correct. The other type of immunotherapy that we're participating in is called chimeric antigen receptor T cell, or CAR T cells. And you may have heard that term in the news because lots of people are really excited about this type of immunotherapy.
Dr. Jurasik, thanks for providing information about new treatments in development for pediatric ALL.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.